Hello.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, Sheldon. How are you?
I'd say alive. Yeah. Not so
Better
bad.
than the alternative, right?
Yeah. It is. So I read your email. Let me see again. You're talking about issues with the paperback and the ebook related to Barnes & Noble, right?
Yes.
Okay, what seems to be going on?
Let me bring up my copy of the email so I can remember what I wrote. Oh, the Barnes and Noble. When I went to Barnes and Noble, there were five different uploads there.
Yeah.
Three of them were absolutely wrong. I deleted all three of those. Then the other two, one a paperback and one an EPUB. The EPUB is not correct. I didn't delete it, so you could see that it's not correct. And the other one is missing, the paperback is missing the cover. So how can you approve it if there's no cover?
The cover's
Does
not
it show in the
attached.
preview?
It should show up in the preview. I can't even send you a preview without uploading the cover.
Well, it doesn't show on mine when I go to look at it.
That's odd. I'll have to check in again on that because I can't send you a preview without uploading a cover. It doesn't allow me to do it.
Well, I'll click into that link that you sent me. And it actually the account is in Valentina's name, not my name.
Yeah.
And there goes. It shows me inside front cover, but there's nothing on it.
It's not supposed to show you anything there.
Where am I supposed to see it then?
The cover, this is just a preview for the inner content. Like that's why it says inside the page cover. Like this is if you were to put the page cover here, then it starts.
Okay, so I've inside front cover is the first one, and then comes the title page.
Yeah.
And we can't correct that published by yet. That's still hung up on whatever the
I can correct that, but I think according to
made a
last
lowercase.
conversation, you
Well,
said it's not required, so.
we couldn't change it on the Kindle version because it was an image, not an editable. If it was editable, yeah, make the by a lowercase.
Okay, I'll do that.
And then so then the text.
There was one more
The
thing. You told me that
text.
you. Sorry.
Sorry. No, there's one more thing.
In the email that says a cover with one paperback almost correct missing situation. Yeah, that caused the cover image of the Amazon paperback to not be centered. The last line
Yeah.
of your email. What?
Well, if you look at it on the page, the left-hand side is wider than the right-hand side, not centered.
It's not centered.
Well, I
Let
don't know if you consider
me
that centered. If I hold the book in my hand, which I'm doing right now,
Uh-huh.
the left margin is wider than the right margin.
Let me see. Let me open the last cover that we've made.
But if you flip it over and look at the back, the margins are equal. So it's just shifted to the right.
It should. No, it's balanced from what I see. Could have been an
Are
Amazon
you holding the print?
printing
Are you
issue,
holding the
maybe?
print? Are you holding a printed copy in your hand?
No, I'm not holding a printed copy. I'm holding the design color.
Yep, but that may be. But I'm looking at the. I'm holding the printed copy in my hand.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm referring to is the printed copy, and the it's clearly off center.
Hmm.
Well, what I would call off center.
How off centered is it? Can you send me like a photo image of it? Take it from your phone. Or?
Yeah. I don't know if I can do that while I'm on the phone with you, but.
No, you can send it to me later. I'll see if I can get down to adjust it from.
All right, no, I'll send it to you later. I was just curious as to why, because remember there was a correction that was being made on the cover, and because template was still behind the image that I created, and you said that you guys could take care of that, and I just figured when you took care of it that something happened with the way the template was set up. Cause the margins to be different.
No, because we didn't do anything. The only thing we did was we added green to the missing, like the area that didn't have green. That's all we did. We didn't even move anything.
Anyway, I'll take a picture of this to you later so you can see
that. Yeah, let me know because then I'll check in with details with the illustrator to see if there's a problem with the centering.
Okay, so with the Barnes & Noble, you're telling me that the cover is not an issue then?
The cover shouldn't be an issue, but I'm going to hold off Barnes & Noble till I have an image for upload. Aside from that, is there any problem? You said there's a problem with the EPUB file, and I'll check that in. Okay, aside from that, the hardcover, like the paperback, I'll look into it and see. Once you have, you know, the cover image. If it requires adjustment, I'll get it adjusted. Otherwise, we'll just, you know, let it go live. Okay? The ebook, I'll look into it.
Yeah,
correct.
I can't. Now, on this upload, let's see where do I see all of the size and type showing me the paperback version? I'm going to see. All of them there. That might be too bad. Let's see. Okay, ebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's got. If I look at the ebook.
Mm-hmm.
If we go through it, it's interior and all of that, and then go down through the book information, authors and contributed, not provided, audience, none provided, categories, none provided, all
for
of
what,
that.
For what? For Barnes & Noble?
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, that's something that we haven't done yet because we were just waiting for approval. Once you approve, then we actually add those. That's why there are multiple grants.
Right. If I look at the sample, all right.
Uh-huh.
I look at the book cover, mm-hmm. and then the very first page is an image of one of the characters from a story late in the book. The second page is from the happy birthday story. Then comes the dedication.
Must be a possible
missing two books.
Should be a
and it's an old update. It says newborn kitten rather than newborn kittens.
They use the old version again.
And the sour apples is missing. So.
I assume that they sent me the old one, the link maybe, or did you delete the old ones or did you delete the new ones?
I deleted the ones I went through and looked at the one. Well, no, the other three that were there are completely wrong, and two of them I couldn't even look at, but they were just completely wrong. So I just deleted all three of those. So none of those were close to being correct. I made sure of that. I left this one because this one was, you know, none of the table of contents wasn't correct on any of them.
Okay, then I'll check in detail with what exactly went down with the ebook. and see, because I gave them the new file and they should have been using the new file because that's been
uploaded
to Amazon.
Not.
Yeah, apparently they're not, because I can't I don't have access to the previews. I have to go to the department to check the previews, because I'm not allowed to actually use your login from my system. Only the publishing department is allowed to use login credentials.
Okay.
So I'll have to check in and get back to you on that.
Okay, so we can go through and make sure the text is correct on the paperback.
Yeah, that's all there is.
Okay, and everything appears to be okay on that. So I'm
perfect.
I'm going to go. What about the cover page? The book cover? Oh no, I think the introduction on the back cover. We can't see that, right? Make sure that one's correct on the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I'll make sure, but don't worry about it. I'll be correcting the, if it's required, I'll be correcting the cover. The back cover description will be as is on the cover on Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the only thing we couldn't see. And then what we need to do at this point is just go through and...
Yeah, it's just a text check, nothing else. Inner page check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aside from that, any updates related to the other books? What's the plan?
I'm not up on that. I'm in the process.
I'll ask Valentina. No problem. I'll ask Valentina.
She wrote green color removed. There are new illustrations, and she wants full page illustrations.
Perfect.
So here, you can explain to him what's going on.
Hi, Valentina.
I showed them.
Can you can't hear? Oh, wait a minute. It's going through my hearing aid. Hold on a second. Let me turn on the speaker so she can hear. Okay, go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Valentina.
Hi, Shilda.
How are you?
About Sam, I'm okay. Just waiting for you to start this to book. I worked all this weekend, and I made full page pictures, as you said, make it easier for you. But
mm-hmm.
A full page, no borders, full page. I love this, and I made.
Called bleed. No.
I don't know bleed.
No.
So I made a new name for bzz, because it's like awful.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote you believe I don't, and I made 4 additional illustrations for each page of the book.
Okay.
So it's easy. And so, if for concerns you believe I don't, and now Scotty will make some changes and I'll send. And now, Alfred, what this green color, remove green color, and I made 1 or 2 made new illustrations. Because I made this big full page illustrations, and I needed to add a little bit more. In both books, my desktop is quite different from Scott's. So in his, what is on my desktop is slightly just bright. On his desktop is very bright. So, if I send my illustrations, and you please see maybe to make them a little bit more bright or less bright, because in
yeah,
any
of
all, all pictures are just...
No, actually...
Sorry. And the most important is I made 14 size, so I asked you how to delete it. It did not delete these lines, as you told me, so we were looking
at it. The only reason I made the lines was from my own understanding of division, because I was having a hard time understanding which story ends where and where the next starts, so I divided them accordingly. That's why I placed the lines. I plan to remove them anyways.
It's from man's point of, you know. And for me, I would make some little flowers or something else. So, so I think we do not need them. So we remove them.
Okay.
And because 14 size made these lines not suitable. They appeared just in the middle of the story.
Okay.
So I don't know now what else to say. I guess we went through and so.
Sheldon, the images. Now for the EPUBs, typically they use RGB for print CMYK. How do you want me to send you the illustrations? Is it CMYK and use that in both venues, both publications?
CMYK ones were 300 DPI, right?
CMYK.
Yeah, CMYK were 300 DPI images, right?
They're 600 DPI. But I can do a CMYK as a 72 as well. But the thing is that, you know, so I have to basically build two different layouts with two different image sets, one for print publication and one for EPUB.
No, I don't think you'd have to do that. If you send me those, I can just get them converted as well. I have my own team. It's not
okay, so which do you want sent, the RBG or the CMYK?
I think the CMYK.
Now, CMYK are typically, CMYK, I make, when I make them, 600 DPI, and I make them, I generally make them a 7x10.
Uh-huh.
Can be scaled to do a bleed or scaled down to a smaller size without losing any definition.
Yeah.
So that's usually the base that I use. But 600 DPI is way too big for EPUB.
Oh, that I can reduce. It's no problem. I can get that reduced on my own end.
Okay, so I'll
required.
Go for the higher resolution, and then your guys can bring it down to 72 then
yep.
and upload it.
Yep.
Okay, so then that helps me. Then I don't have to build two sets of images.
No, you don't need to build two sets. You can just send me one, and I'll work from there. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. So I
all
guess...
All right, so we just need to go through the text on Barnes & Noble and give you an approval on that.
Yep.
And you're going to find out about the EPUB version of Barnes & Noble. Get back
yep.
to us, right?
I will get back to you either by email or text today on that, okay?
Okay. Sounds
perfect.
Good. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
So if there's anything else, then Valentina will send you an email.
Perfect. No problem. Take care, guys. Have a good
okay.
day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.